Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, George Case. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Coleman moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive towards short. Christman catches it and steps on second to double up Coleman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zoldak fires to first and picks off Case. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up towards the mound. Zaldak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to third. Early moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Hitchcock scores. Early scores. Zaldak moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zaldak scores. Dillinger scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Spence scores. Pretty goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Browns. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zaldak hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Heath moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman misplays the ball. That's an error on Christman. Heath scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 5-2, Browns. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Zerilla moves to second. It's 6-2, Browns. Ray Scarborough now pitching. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Early hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scarborough fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence takes first base on ball 4. McBride moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. McBride moves to third. Spence moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. McBride scores. Spence moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Browns. Frank Mancuso pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to third. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Scott Carey now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Case hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Early hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vernon. Dillinger moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Pretty moves to third. Christman moves to second. Al Evans pinch hits for Scott Carey. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Christman scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 7-5, Browns. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Cecil Travis pinch hits for Eddie Yost. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 5. The Browns will come to bat. Cecil Travis now playing third base. Milo Candini now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Heath goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-4 in the game. Judnick is walked intentionally. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Judnick moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens scores. 1 out. It's 9-5, Browns. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Judnick moves to third. 2 outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis pinch hits for George Case. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 4 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarrilla, who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Joe Grace pinch hits for Tom McBride. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon scores. 2 outs. It's 9-6, Browns. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spence hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.